Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. You know where you already tuned into Visit Vegas Places with Coil, your guest. Yes. And it is my birthday. Thank all my fans, audience, listeners. Man, I got the most famous Raider Claw owner, Robert. You guys knew Robert from my latest review. Robert's definitely is like ringing top on the Raider Claw loaded fries. The making of that is already hitting over like 50,000 views. Everybody's contacting me about the loaded Raider fries and where is the Raider Claw. I want to thank you for being here with me on my birthday. Robert, man, introduce yourself, man, and I appreciate your presence.
Yeah, my name is Robert Kimbrough. I'm over here at the Raider Claw, where you can get your flavor fix, man.
Yes, yes. So the Raider Claw's, the location is mainly at the Centennial Hospital, right there location. You can't miss it. Let them know, where would you be at on this weekend? Let the audience know where you're going to be this whole weekend.
This weekend, I'm going to be at the Centennial Hospital this weekend. I'm always there from 5 to 8, from Tuesday to Saturday.
Yes, sir. So definitely you can check out his website. The links are all in the bio. One thing we want to get into, as you guys has probably already seen in the interview of the review, the loaded Raider fries. That's one of his delicacies. Man, that was the meat was just succulent. Let us know about the Raider fries and how you come about that dish.
Well, I really just came out of nowhere with that loaded Raider fries. I seen that a lot of people was doing fries, so I was like, I needed to have something on my menu with fries. So I put the lobster and the crab meat together and put it in my secret butter, and we came up with the Raider Claw fries, man, the loaded fries, and it's the best.
Yes, that sauce is something that's one of a kind. I'm a loaded fry guy. I've been to every fry place. I even did the review on Mr. Fry's, man. And to my review, I'll go with the loaded Raider fries. So if you into fries, period, you definitely got to try the loaded Raider fries when you get there. It was one thing that we was also into was that spicy noodle special on the stick. You're going to have that this weekend?
No. That's just a special I do. I change specials all the time.
I love the fried lobster was the best, man. What's your secret to frying that lobster? Just like that, not, you know?
Well, it's a lot of training with that. You know, I can't just explain on how I do it. Just a basic batter. I can't explain it. It's that thing, man.
My hat goes off. My hat goes off. It was not greasy at all. The crisp of the man, the texture, everything was just A1 with that fried lobster. And I'll give it 2 5 thumbs appreciate up on that one. Really we enjoyed at the end was our dessert. You guys did recommend a caramel cake with the real caramel. That was, man, excellent. Let us know details on what come upon you of making that caramel cake.
Well, I've been making that caramel cake since I was a little kid, man. That's my grandma's recipe, man. So I just mastered that recipe, just kept making it and making it until I mastered it. And now I got the finished product on the truck, and it's making me happy. It's making my Raider Claw family happy, and right. My grandma definitely proud about it as well.
Man, I bet she is, man. That's well deserved. One thing I want to get in also is a little in depth is your customer service on the truck. I want to commend you on that. It was very excellent.
Thank you.
The cashier lady, everything. She was helpful, was explaining each other dish and very patient. Are you anytime hiring? And when you are hiring, how can the customer service reps get in contact with you?
Well, you can actually hit me up in the Instagram messenger, or you can email me at theraiderclaw.com. I mean, raiderclaw25 at yahoo.com. And, you know, we always giving people chances to experience this food truck business. That's one of my biggest things, the customer service. If the customer service is not good, that means they're not going to never come back to your truck and eat your food. That's just point blank period. Because I've been to a couple trucks and customer service is bad.
Correct. It's, you don't even have no services to where no interaction. It's just get your order and wham, bam, next. There was more interaction, which was positive on your end. Getting deeper into the truck business, from the audience to knowing them, it is trending out here in Vegas. The gourmet food truck business is trending. And I can see it another level from now, 5 years from now. You guys are the pioneers of this. Now, if someone else is into getting to that next step up, you know, there's a lot of people in Vegas either selling food out of their house. They're thinking that, do they get a truck and I do is just pull up and I can sell. Can you give a little insight of what is it behind the scenes of what do you go through in order for you to be out there and showcase your dishes?
Right. Well, it's not easy. Let's just start off like that. The food truck theme is not easy because, you know, I commend everybody that's doing food out their house, you know, keep going hard because that's going to take you to the next step. That's going to build you up. That's going to get your clientele together. The best advice I say is, you know, just keep going hard and stay focused and stay down until you come up. That's the thing. Stay down until you come up. And the food truck industry is good, but it's kind of hard as well because, you know, you're going to run into problems and you're going to, you know, have to be able to deal with those problems while you're still making money and still trying to pursue your dream.
Okay, that sounds good right there. Now, I know, is there like one thing that you can give advice to so listeners that are starting, like that one thing that you know that if you would have knew or just would have been told that's really simple, but it ended up being major, what would be that one advice would they either prepare on or either attain before getting into that next field? What would be?
Yes, go buy the books. That's the first thing I'm going to say, man. Go buy the books. Don't take no shortcuts because that ain't going to do nothing but put you in the hole down the line. The shortcuts is going to put you in the hole. Go buy the books.
Wow.
Find out, you know, all the licenses you need to do before you pull up to places. You need to have permission from these owners. That's another big thing people don't tell you about. You have to talk to the owners to get on parking lots. You have to talk to owners to be able to sell your food wherever location you're at and make sure you follow the rules because them demerits and them fines is no joke.
Right. See, that's insight right there, because if you look on the outside looking in, if I go to your Instagram, your website, I'm looking like, man, this guy in Vegas doing his thing. And all he do is come with the see. They don't understand that back office work that you have to focus on, which is a continuous thing, I'm sure, to focus on. It's just not a one thing. And when you say books, what kind of books are these? Do you have any books for them to know that where they can go? What kind of books do you refer when you say books?
Well, I say by the books is basically having your truck up to trailer truck, whatever you got going on, up to code with the health department, with the city of Las Vegas, the county. I would just say follow the rules because there's some trucks out here don't follow rules, and that's going to make it bad for everybody else. And you know, like I said, down the line you're going to run into problems. You know.
That's good advice.
Your temps of your food need to be proper. Your cleanliness of your truck need to be proper. Like everything falls in place, and you need to set yourself up for success, not for failure.
Yeah, see, that's good wisdom right there. See, that's how you get to that next level. You sounding like a man who got like trucks and like four or five brick and mortar. So I like that wisdom. It sounds not like you're on your way up. What would be one thing that you would love to see here in the food truck, gourmet food truck community in Las Vegas? What would be one thing that you would love to see better? Or
they definitely need a food association here, Food Truck Association, because it's so much competing with each other that it's like, mm-hmm. it's so much money out here for everybody to make. You know, your cuisine ain't going to taste like my cuisine. You know, my right. cuisine ain't going to taste like your everybody else's cuisine. So it's that part, that foundation, building that foundation of having an association or someone that you can relate to, just like you just said, what books with an association, you will be able to go to that association and be like, okay, what do I need to do to set up a food truck? Where does the rules, what is the qualifications? What do I need to do? That association need to be able to supply that to you. So that's one of the biggest things right. that Vegas needs is a food truck association for sure.
And that makes sense because it's kind of like you're on your own renegading until yes. you get to that level and understand there's no unionized or no one to guide you really in that right direction. That's a good thing right there, as you can hear, Vegas. Man, Raider Claw, my man, Robert, let the audience know all your social media handles and your website, how we can get in contact with you or know your locations.
Okay. Well, you can always catch me at the Centennial Hospital for sure. But follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook at The Raider Claw. I always post my locations if I'm doing an event or if I'm going to be at the main location. You always can look at my website, theraiderclaw.com. And if you want to, like I said, always you can email me, theraiderclaw25@yahoo.com. And I'm willing to answer any questions that anybody has to ask for.
Or if you need And make sure y'all get the loaded Raider fries. I'm a fan of that. I think no matter when I come there, what you give me, I'm getting the loaded Raider fries. That's my go-to. That's definitely my go-to. And that cake, though. Hey, the cake, though, I got to tell you one thing is it almost tasted better the next day. It's like it like came to like a candy. We were talking about that. Like how just the next day was even better. It was like a whole new dish, new dessert. Man, that's good. So the relationship it seems you have with the city is real good. You got their trust, and I like how you did key in on that there's enough to go around, because like you're in the hospital on Centennial, you know, and I've been to other trucks. If someone's at the Allegiant Stadium or even in Henderson, there's no way we can cover all the ground. So yeah. You're correct. So it's almost at the end of the day, everybody's seeking the same thing, but there's a lot of ground that's not even being covered. Mm-hmm. There's grounds. Have you ever been to grounds out here that's not touched?
Not really, because see, I base my stuff on being consistent. Around is okay, but being consistent is better, because then people really know, okay, I need to go make it over there. You know what I'm saying? I need to go here. I don't need that, you know, that chase. Like they chasing for the food. They racing for your food. You don't want that. Be consistent in one spot.
Makes sense.
And if you're doing events, then you invite your family out to your events. You know, I always give my Raider Claw family and supporters the option to come to every event that I'm at, because I'm here for y'all, and, you know, I could be there for them too, but I'm really here for the people that's been down for me day one, you know? So that
I love it, man.
Consistent, be consistent.
All right, Robert, man, owner of the Raider Claw, gourmet seafood truck right there in Centennial Hospital parking lot. If you haven't been, you need to go there and check it out. And I'm going to keep it up. I'm a fan of the loaded Raider fries, so you got to get that. Let them know that Visit Vegas Places sent you down there and you ordered that loaded Raider fries. He has a list of, man, good food. Everything on that list was good. But I'm definitely going back for the fries. Man, it's my birthday today.
Robert. You got to come for that
I'm
surf.
I'm coming back, man. I'll be there this weekend, actually, man. Since you're down there this weekend, I got my son in, and we're going to be at the football game. So we're going to come try you out this weekend. Awesome. And then you'll be already booming by then. Everything will be on air. Yeah, so you'll be booming. Man, today's my birthday, Robert. Happy I appreciate birthday, you being boy. Here. We're going to have a little fun. Appreciate it, man. Hey, we're going to have a little fun before we get out of here with this or that. Give you this or that options. You let me know which one is your preference. And then we'll end it out with a little very, very Vegas. And we're going to see how very, very Vegas you are. All so right. With the first question of this or that, in your preference, and speaking of seafood, would you prefer a tilapia or a swai filet?
I go with the tilapia. I'm going to go with the tilapia.
The tilapia? Okay. All right. I'm with you on the tilapia. The swai is good. It's meaty, good. But it's just fishy. It's just no taste either. Nope. You know, it's just blank water. All right. So on this one, we're going to think of the mind state of events. Now, if you were in an event of, if we're saying a food truck battle off in events of taste offs, would you prefer L.A. or Las Vegas?
It's a lot of guys out here in Las Vegas. I'm going to go with Las Vegas because I'm messing with Las Vegas right now. I don't really know too much about L.A., but Vegas for sure.
Righteous. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And I put my
Now, just while we tipping on that, where originally are you from prior to coming here to Las Vegas?
I'm actually from Memphis, Tennessee, man. I'm from Tennessee. I'm from down.
I love it. Memphis.
So.
Oh, man. So Memphis, man, rest in peace to Young Dolph, too.
Yeah, rest in
peace. That bad incident. Boy, that's a tragic, man. Yeah, out there, while we're speaking about Memphis, condolences out to Young Dolph's family and all his friends.
Yeah.
Now, is it different? I'm sure the game, is there a truck game out there in Memphis?
It just started, man. It just, I think it's only been like a year now. That they just started.
I'm about to say, you the king then. You go out there, boy, the whole town going to lay.
They know my name.
Right.
I'm a five-star chef, so like, and
I already know.
Master, too. So, like, my name already good in Memphis on the culinary arts scene.
I like that.
Like,
so I can see if the first brick and mortar, would you go home and put it, or would you do it here in Vegas?
Actually, my plans is to put one in Vegas first. I'm gonna do Vegas.
Okay.
I want to rock out with Vegas.
Man, you better. Yeah, man. I want to sit down in there and eat one of them loaded Raider fries, man.
Yeah.
But it ain't nothing like going back home and doing it. I can see that both.
Yeah.
So I can see that happening. That is gonna happen. So our last one on this and that. Are you a rice man or a noodle man?
I kind of like both, but I go with like a noodle. Yeah, I'm a noodle person. I like
a noodle.
Yeah.
Okay. Noodles. All right. So the good noodle, but you're a chef, so you make your homemade noodles. So I'm not there yet, so I'm all rice.
Even that noodle you ate, I made them noodles. I made them noodles from scratch the day before you ate them noodles.
They were perfect, man. The next day, you know, real noodles when the next day they taste even better. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how you know real authentic food the next day. You know what I mean? It's funny. If you're a foodie, you know what I mean.
Right.
So, everything
home, man.
All right, man. So, we are gonna get into very, very Vegas. We're gonna see how very, very Vegas you are. Now, this question is we're gonna get into your in your field. Now, what was the first food truck called? The first food truck called in America?
I think it was a trailer or something. It was a wagon or something. I don't know what the name of it is, but it was
there you
wagon,
go. There you go. Sure. Yep, you getting yep. Good job. You getting warm. So it was actually called the Chuck Wagon. 1860s, man. It goes date back. It was actually the precursor of the American food truck in the 1860s, the Chuck Wagon. Charles Goodnight, that man came up with the Chuck Wagon in 1872, actually the first diner set up. It was in a flat, like you say, it was a freight wagon with meat. And that was first set up back in the 1800s.
Wow.
But man, that was a good job,
wow,
man. Man, I know it goes back, man. It goes back. And then even from what it was in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't near what you're doing right now. You know, it wasn't even on that level, you know, because I grew up with that. So what you guys doing now is a whole different level than what the 80s, the 90s was doing. This is a whole new game. And I commend you to that, man, because we're all looking and you guys are turning that game around in a positive way. You know, because you guys got to take out the shadow of the old way and shine a light of on what's going on right now. And you're doing a good job at that, Robert.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, boss. Thank you. Trying my best.
Man, no problem. Yeah, no problem, man. Now, go ahead. Before we head out, let the audience know all your social media handles and how can we get in contact with you and definitely where you will be at on this weekend.
Yo, this the Raider Claw. So you can catch me at the Centennial Hospital parking lot from 5 to 8 on the weekends, from Tuesday to Saturday, 5 to 8. Unless I'm doing an event, you're still more than welcome to come to the event. But you can follow me at the Raider Claw on Instagram. You can follow me at the Raider Claw on Facebook and go to my website, check that out, and get you some pre-orders in too, man. We just started to do pre-orders. And if you heard me on this radio station, I'm giving y'all 10% off y'all meal. Y'all come through and say Vegas Place sent y'all for the Raider.
Man.
I got you.
See, listen to that. So that's all this weekend, y'all. Audience, visit Vegas Places. Mention visit Vegas Places. Get 10% off. And definitely order those loaded Raider fries. You see that already. And I'm going to blast that again this weekend. Man, Rob, man, what's much love, Robert.
Thank you
for being here on my birthday. And man, I appreciate you. The food is fabulous. Keep doing your thing. We watching you. We support you, man. And we love you. The city of Las Vegas needs you. Keep feeding us, man. Keep feeding us. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I know you guys could have been anywhere. You guys chose to be here with us. Keep tuning in and visit Vegas Places. Other than that, we're out. Episode 16. Appreciate you, Robert, man. You guys visit the Raider Claw, man. Take care.
Ciao.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes. And that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys. And that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.